Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Connections with your host, internationally renowned intuitive psychic medium, Donna Marie Crawford. With clients in more than 30 countries around the world, Donna Marie is known for her compassionate and empathetic readings. Whether you are seeking a connection with a loved one who has passed, or you desire spiritual guidance about a particular challenge that you are facing right now, Donna Marie delights in sharing messages and insights from Spirit. To learn more about Donna Marie and the services that she offers, please visit her website at DonnaMarieCrawford.com, where you can also get access to her free video series, How to Awaken Your Divine Intuition. And now, the host of Spirit Connections, Donna Marie.
Hi, everyone. I'd like to thank you for joining me today and giving me the honor and opportunity to share messages and insights from Spirit with you. Those of you that know me know that I always start readings off by letting everyone know that I only ask for messages of the best and highest good. I don't do any kind of a doom, gloom, death type prediction. I believe by asking Spirit to work with me in the light, there is no darkness. And the messages that come through and I am able to share with others are from a place of light and joy and love. And with that being said, I again thank you for coming. I do have a full switchboard today, so I'd like to ask for your understanding if I go as quickly as possible. Please also trust and know that if you're listening to this live or on the recording, if a message that is shared with someone else connects with you, trust and know that it was meant for you as well, that Spirit does work in mysterious ways, as the saying goes, and we are able to receive the guidance that we're needing, seeking, or really just Spirit's wanting to share with us at that time in all forms, whether it be a billboard, a message someone else receives, I believe even in a fortune from a fortune cookie. If it connects with you as an answer to a question or a trouble or a problem that you're having, and it connects with you and seems to be meant for you, trust to know it really is. Spirit really can manipulate us, I guess you could say, or guide us is a nicer way, I guess you would say, to move in the direction that is for our best and highest good and get that message to us however it's going to get needed to get there. My first caller tonight is from area code 814, and the last two numbers of your phone number is 95. Thank you for joining me today. What's your first name, please?
Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. Thank you for joining the call today.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My question is, do you see anything coming up for me in changing jobs?
Okay. Well, the first thing that I receive, honestly, is you really need to. that there's really, there's really so much negativity within your energy connected to your current position that Spirit is definitely guiding you. And I want to even say pushing you, Amy, to start making some action in that direction of making a change. I do feel that you're really eligible for promotion, but I'm not necessarily feeling strongly about being considered for that at this time, and it's not your ability, it's their lack of ability to be open to it, let's put it that way. I just feel that you know, when you're doing a good job in the position that you're in, no matter how stressful it is for you, they want to keep you there because it benefits them. Do you know? And that's how I'm feeling this energy is coming through. It's not that you're not qualified or have the skills to be promoted. It's just you're doing such a good job where you are, they don't want to move you. And it's not a good situation because there is a lot of, you know, you need to be stimulated. You need to grow. You need to expand. And I feel that you're strongly being guided to seek new employment. And I do feel once you put your focus and energy in that direction, Spirit's going to guide you to the opportunity that's definitely for a better and higher good for you. This is even causing you some physical ailments, huh? The stress
quite,
from
yes,
this?
Yes, I get really bad migraines.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's really, you know, it's interesting, you know, as I opened, it's spirit really does guide us in the direction, and oftentimes, you know, I call it, for me, a slap upside the head when it comes so strongly that I just can't deny it any longer. But I also am a human being and have the knowing that there is times we receive guidance that it's not easy to jump on it. You know, you can't just make a change. You know, it's so easy to know that's the right direction to go, but you got a mortgage, you got three kids, you know, there's so much financial responsibility when it comes to employment and making changes, that it has to be something that is a process. But I do feel Spirit's been guiding you in that direction for a while and really wanting you to, you know, have the wake-up call of knowing that this is so important, because it is even affecting you physically as well. And you know, it's hard sometimes to move in that direction because of all the change and everything that happens that we have to do to move in our higher good. But once we do, then we look back and say, boy, I wish I had done that sooner. And that's really, you know, the knowing comes in, and it's helping to, you know, move us into that action of what we're being inspired to do. So I definitely feel success for you once you, you know, shift your focus to making a change. And I don't know that it's going to be within this company, Amy. I just don't feel that it's possible due to their lack of openness of being willing to give you, you know, the opportunity to promote.
Right. I've already known that, because they've already passed me over.
And you know, just know and trust and understand it's really because you're doing such a good job where you are, it would inconvenience them to have to replace you. Do you know? And that's where I feel the insights coming from Spirit as to the cause of it. And I'm also receiving that you have the ability and the skills and really need to, you know, be stimulated and find that position that's going to allow you that with the opportunity to promote. And not be held where you are, because this company, you're not the only one they do it to either. And it's unfortunate, because that's how they lose the people. You know, they lose the ones that are doing the good job. They should be, you know, working within, but, you know, not everybody gets that. So, yep, I definitely feel success for you, but, you know, you're going to have to shift your focus outside of the company and into other opportunities.
Yeah.
And be open to things that are... I want to even put, you know, say higher, you know, where you would be if you were promoted, because you have the skills and the talent to do that. So don't hold yourself back either in applying for things same level. Go even above level when you're applying. Don't limit yourself. That's what Spirit's
saying. I have been doing that.
Yeah.
I have been, but what's been happening is somebody knows somebody. It's always, I'm like, because I work for state government, and I've been trying to transfer to, like, other agencies, and it's
yep.
like somebody already knows somebody. It's like I can't catch a break. It's like,
yep, no,
I don't know.
Keep that focus and keep that positive knowing that, you know, you will find it. It's Spirit's urging
okay.
you to go in that direction. It's positive for you, and sometimes
okay.
it does take a little bit, you know, for us to do it, to connect with it, but I strongly feel it's possible for you, and that's why you're being guided in that direction. And yep, you know, I feel that you're going to connect with somebody that's not going to listen to that and really, you know, listen to your qualifications and you know, connect with your energy. So keep going. You're going to do it.
Okay. I've been trying for four years I've been trying to get out of there.
Yeah, but you know, the focus hasn't always been in the positive, and from your part it's almost, you know, push pull, you know, I want to get it, but I'm not going to get it. You know, keep your focus really on getting the one that's most
okay.
most meant for you to have, and really, you know, it's thoughts are things and energy, and we really do draw to us what we focus on. So keeping that positive focus and the true knowing that Spirit is saying that you've really got to make a change, because, you know, it is detrimental for all areas of your energy to stay put.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Blessings always, Amy.
Okay. Thank you.
it's so difficult at times when we're knowing what direction to go and to actually move in that direction. So I absolutely empathize with Amy's situation, and I think a lot of people listening can as well. My next caller is from area code 805, and the last two numbers of the phone number are 79. Thank you so much for calling in today. What's your first name?
Hi, Donna. This is Donna. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, great to talk to you, Donna. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to join me tonight.
Thank you. You're always so good. What I wanted to ask you is, I am trying to meet someone. I have been online. I've had no luck. And my friend Kathy introduced me to a fellow a couple years back named Dusty. He lives in Hawaii in Italy. And I'm going to meet him at the end of the summer. And I wanted to know if something, what are they telling you as far as something, you know, will we like each other or you see someone else coming in or?
Well, I feel immediately excitement and energy coming through. I feel that, you know, the anticipation is going to build and the excitement is going to build for the meeting. I definitely feel that it's a positive connection. And by continuing, you know, to get to know each other in the meanwhile is the way spirits I'm feeling the guidance is coming, will really give you that comfort and ease at the actual physical meeting. I do feel it's very positive connection, and I do feel that I hear fun, like it's going to be a lot of fun. So be open to being free to having a good time, and, you know, I see swing set. I see, like, you know, the free feeling of when you're a child and you're swinging, you know, that kind of a feeling between the two of you that you'll be, you know, able to enjoy activities and each other and a lot in common. In the meanwhile, I do feel that there's going to be some socializing here, Don, I have to say.
Oh, okay.
You know, I do feel that there's, you know, again, it's going to be through somebody else. More so than, you know, you're exploring, because it's not that you're sending out I feel like what you're looking for, doubting Thomas, thank you, that's the phrase. Spirit just gave me. There's a sense as if you're a doubting Thomas that you're going to be able to meet someone through, you know, internet and that kind of a connection. And with that kind of a mindset or you know, energy around it, it does, you know, we do get what we you know, put out. So I'm not positive that you're convinced that you'd be able to find somebody online, kind of thing. And that's where Spirit's sending the message through, that you're a doubting Thomas in that area. But I feel as if trusting and knowing that people that do want to introduce you to others have your best interest in mind is going to really give you the openness to meeting others. So be open to, you know, meeting people through other people over the summer. And I feel that there's going to be some positive, you know, adventures is the word Spirit's giving me. I'm not feeling a forever connection for sure, but again, things move and choices are made that change that. But by even being open to meeting others and just having experiences and adventures gives you a lightness in your energy that prepares you for that forever connection that you're so much seeking. And I do feel it's going to be a lot of fun when you guys connect.
Oh, good. Yeah, because I'll be in Hawaii for about a month, and, you know, I'll be able to see and do things with them, which would be nice.
Yeah, and that's why I say it's going to be fun, you know, and you're going to be free and light to have that fun and not worried or uncomfortable. There's going to be a sense of comfort between you that's developed during the summer through contact.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm excited.
All right. So keep me posted, Donna. I'm excited because it's even like boosting my excitement. You know, my heart starts to flutter. And it's a, you know, it's. I think that's going to be, you know, and the adventures during the summer, I feel the way Spirit's saying this is, it's kind of preparing you and getting you ready for that knowing that you're deserving this, and comfort level of someone spoiling you, or, you know, it's difficult at times when others try to treat you well. When you're not used to that, you can get a little squirmy, but you'll be working through that during the summer with adventures and meeting others and taking those encounters for what they are at the time. You know, taking it one step at a time, and that's going to be leading you towards a happier. So, I feel very positive.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank
Keep me
you.
Posted. I look
so
forward
nice.
To hearing about it.
That's
Definitely
great.
Look forward to hearing about it.
Oh, thank you, Donna. Have a nice
thank
day.
You.
Bye-bye.
You too. Blessings. Oh, that's fun. I love to feel connections like that and you know, just know that it's a positive thing, you know? It's so many of us are looking for that connection with another soul that is perfect and comfortable and connected, and to trust and know that you know, we really are meant to all have that. We just have to give ourselves enough opportunity to connect with it and be open to being positive for it happening to us. And boy, that phrase, Doubting Thomas, I haven't heard that in one in years. So thank you again, Donna, for allowing us to share messages. Okay, my next caller is from area code 631, and the last two numbers of your phone are 74. Hi, and thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Hi.
What's your first name?
Hello, my name is Karen.
Hi, Karen. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Hi.
Hi. Did
Hello?
You have a question? You were looking for guidance?
Is this a just regular psychic or medium question?
Well, either way, I do have the abilities to work both kind of situations. I'm mediumship. I connect with loved ones and spirit, and I also have guides that give information about your life path as well.
Okay. Then I'm going to check in with how my son is going to be doing, since he's a little misguided.
Okay. All right. Well, I immediately took in a deep breath, because I do feel as if there's been quite a bit of challenges for you with your relationship with him and wanting to guide him and not being heard. Understand and trust that, you know, I'm getting stubborn, and it always equates to me passion. He's got like real passion. When he's got his focus going in a certain direction, boy, he's not easy to redirect, and he never has been since he was a toddler. He's got that about his energy. I feel as if, you know, that once that passion is really able to be, I have to say steered or guided in the positive direction for him, he's going to be on a better path. It's getting him to get off of the track that he's on and go on to the more positive track. I don't know that you're the soul that's going to be able to absolutely be the one that does that and helps him with that. I feel as if there's someone coming in for him into his journey that's going to just click with him. And he's going to be open to... I want to say it's a straight shooter. It's going to be somebody who's not going to pull the punches and really let him know where he's headed and how it's going to impact him and everyone. And it's going to be just at the right time for him to get it. This is someone I feel that he doesn't know yet, but is on this earth to do that and help others in that way, in the situation that he's in, because he's definitely a stubborn one, huh?
No, he's actually very kind and stuff. He just, he's always been a great kid. It just, at the end, at the later in life, he's been through a lot. And it started coming out way when you would not expect it.
Yep.
That's
where I feel that, you know, that the passion, where Spirit's saying the passion, that it's leading him in a direction that's not positive. But if he can change that direction, it's all that passion is going to, you know, really be so positive for him. But it's to get him to be open to that guidance and and receiving it. But I definitely feel that there's someone coming that's going to be helping him with that, and I think it's going to be a positive future. And that's the way Spirit's sending this, is there's someone coming that's going to help him. It's not you as much as you want it to be. You know, you would love to be able to you know, just help him shift gears and move in a more positive direction. But it's that passion that can get him in trouble, because, like I say, when he focuses on something, it's difficult to redirect him. And if it's the focus isn't going in the positive direction, it's difficult. He's, you know, he is like, I want to say brilliant, even almost like, you know, like,
yes,
like,
he is.
Okay, I want to say like even like gifted brilliant, like, and that can be, you know, difficult to work through and come to terms when you're, you know, in a situation where you're surrounded by, I just have to use the words that we're given. They're not always the best words, but I have to use, it's like he's surrounded by like normal people and he's like a genius, do you know? So, and that's been difficult to work his way through. But he's, you know, he's got gusto, though, and he's not going to give up. So absolutely trust and know that all the positive intentions and thoughts that you've been sending are being received and doing good, is the way Spirit's sharing this. The energy is really helping him keep his confidence up and know that he does have choices and he can make the right ones because he knows the way to go. He's being
all right,
guided.
Now, do you feel a spirit around him? Because he's, like, named after my dad, and my dad always usually comes through somehow. Like, could that be the spirit that could help him?
Well, definitely, because, as I say, I feel it's going to be a – I feel that it's going to be a soul in life that's going to be there to help guide him. But this your father around him, there's no doubt that he's got some real strong male – and female, I want to tell you, is your mom in spirit too?
No.
Wish.
Okay. Is your father's mom? Because I'm hearing mom.
Yes.
And when you mentioned your father,
yes.
I'm hearing mom. Okay.
Yes.
Because it's like there's so much pulling around him that, you know, Karen, it's like... it's like his passion's making him resistant to it, but they're working nonstop to shift it. And not only is it going to be able to work through him within thoughts, you know, the positive thoughts that Spirit sends, but it's also they're aligning this soul to come into his life that, you know, he's just going to click with this person and just, you know, it's going to be like a switch almost, where it's like, well, you've been saying the exact same thing a million times, and this person will say it, and it's just going to be like, oh, I hear it now, you know? That's
it's
how
like
I feel
it's going to
play.
Like someone he didn't know all his life just comes into his life and changes it.
Yep.
Okay, I actually think I know who you might be talking about. It just happened like the other day.
Okay, good. Because, and that's what's going to happen. It's going to be like a switch, and it's going to be,
yep.
I have to say, the way Spirit gives it, it might be a little frustrating on your part. So hold your tongue, you know,
where it's like,
well, I've said that to you a million times and you never thought of, you know, that's going to be what you're feeling, but that's, you know, whatever it takes to get him on a different track is what it's going to take. And that's what I feel it's going to be, is somebody that he clicks with, that he feels has no judgment, has no investment, but just says it to him like it is, and that's the way it's going to come through. This person's not going to pull any punches. You know, if he's screwing up, he's going to say, you're screwing up. And
yeah,
that's really
okay.
But it's Spirit guiding this person into his life as well to make sure, you know, at this time, so that it doesn't prolong and make it a longer journey than he has to get to the positive again.
Okay.
So, yeah, trust and know. Always keep, you know, keep that positive focus and trust and know that those that loved us that are in spirit are always with us. And, you know, if they have any way of doing it, there's no way you can stop them from helping us to go in a positive way. And they don't give up. Because there is no giving up. You know what I mean? There is no, they're just always there trying to guide us. It's our free will and our, you know, our not taking the action that we're inspired to take that can really mess us up. And that's the hard part. But it's not really either, which I have to make sure I add this on, because even in our perspectives here of good, bad, up, down, you know, it's all good no matter which way we look at it. It's all part of our life experience, and all of our journeys are perfect the way they are. They don't always feel that way because we're human and we got that stuff, but spiritually it really is always helping us to expand and have, you know, more to our journey in our life.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Is there anywhere I could put my friend on right now, or do you have callers?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. Oh, thank you so much. My name is Suzanne. I had this question about my son, too. He lives with his dad now. He used to live with me, and he just seems like he's all caught up in his dad's life. And even on Mother's Day, he's only staying with me till 12:15 because he wants to work at golfing, but he's only 14. Do you ever see a change? Do you ever see him living with me or any difference?
Well, I do feel my that, you son. Know, yeah, what I have to say is initially what I'm feeling is his dad's, like, really bribing him and really knowing the right places to entice him to, you know, be on his side, I guess is the way I want to say this. It's like he's just, you know, he's not considering what's best for your son, and that's having a real good relationship with you. It's kind of like he's trying to hog him right now is the way I want to say it. And your son's just, you know, he's of that time in his journey where, you know, where the shiny things are is the way he wants to go. And where, you know, I definitely feel that the relationship's going to be distant for probably another little while, but it's going to continue to grow back together as he grows older. And rebonding is the way I want to say this, because you had a really strong bond for a long time, and then there's been this glitch, and that's all it really is. It just seems like so long in time here because of the distance and the absence, and you know he's got millions of things going on in his life and not even thinking about it, and you're focused but trust and know that bond, that original bond, is going to be rebound, is the way I want. It's going to, you know, it's going to reconnect. It's just at this time, you know, dad's flashing the fun stuff and all the, you know, the glitz and glamour and, you know, letting him get away with stuff he probably shouldn't, just to be friends with him more than a father to him. Your son knows, and he's got that base with you and the connection with you. And as time continues in his life, he's going to grow closer to you out of desire, not out of feeling that you can do for him. Does that make sense?
Now, do you see him ever moving back in with me?
I say when he gets older, yeah, he's going to look to come back at some point to, you know, it's not easy expense-wise in the world these days, and I feel that he's going to find a time where he's going to need, you know, mom to help him out. And, yep, I definitely feel he'll be back, no doubt about it. And,
like,
you know,
I have to
grin almost, because I feel as if it'll be, and you know, probably after 18, but I feel as if it's like you're going to want to get rid of him after a while, too.
Can I ask you a real quick question? I like this person named EJ. He's a neighbor. Do you see anything with that? He seems to like me.
Well, I think that you have to continue to explore it and follow the guidance of the attraction to going exploring more. When we feel attraction towards another, that's really spirit guiding us to explore it and know that we're meant to experience that soul and have adventure and discover whether it is what we're seeking or not. So I say go for it, is the way spirit's sharing the message.
All right.
Thank you so much, ladies, for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, unfortunately, I'm down to the last minute and a half of the show, and they're very prompt at cutting me off. So I hope that the messages that I were able to share with others today connected with those that I shared with, and possibly with those that were listening in. And if you'd like any more information about the services that I offered, please go to DonnaMarieCrawford.com. I really do offer a variety of different types of readings, and I have a comfort level for everyone. I I really strongly believe that those that seek guidance from Spirit should have the opportunity to receive it, and I try to give as many opportunities to do it in a way that's affordable and possible for everyone, no matter what your means or station. So thank you so much for coming and listening, and I look forward to connecting with you again next week. Blessings always. Have a great week.